This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Volume.
All right, guys, it's March. So you know what that means. It's March Madness time. Look, March Madness is one of the best times in sports in the entire year. So once again, I'm partnered up with the DraftKings Sportsbook. We give all new customers a fantastic offer. Bet $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets instantly by using my promo code DCTV. Look, we've all picked our brackets. We've done it since we were young, college, and everything. Now, use your knowledge to go and cash in and use those bonus bets to do so. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use my promo code DCTV. Bet $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. We all have teams. My team, Oklahoma State, will not be in March Madness. We did not have a great season, but hopefully yours did. And guys, welcome to North Carolina, who just legalized sports betting and also just beat Duke. So you know the people in North Carolina are getting blessed over and over. So take mine that I am offering you. Bet five or more, get 150 in bonus bets by using that promo code DCTV. Only at the DraftKings Sportsbook, where the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
My man, Chris Weidman. Thanks for checking in, my brother. Guys, I am joined by the All-American himself, Chris Weidman, as he prepares to fight Bruno Silva this weekend down in Atlantic City. Weidman, how you feeling, man?
I feel good, man. Just getting my weight down, pounding waters. Enjoy, you know how it is. We just kind of like chill on fight week, man. Because this is a fight night, like the media is like so easy. My schedule is just really chill, so I'm just kind of like relaxing, enjoying Atlantic City for what it is.
It just seems like the media is appropriate for the place, because the only reason you can enjoy Atlantic City is because you're from there. I mean, it is about as bad a place in our country. A place that once was beautiful and loved and vibrant now seems as it really does look like that movie, I Am Legend, with Will Smith, where like the apocalypse.
Bro, it's bad, man. So I started my career here, man. This is where I started before I got into the UFC. Every one of my fights was in Atlantic City. And before Hurricane Sandy happened in 2012, Like Atlantic City was kind of still not great, but it was way nicer than it is now. Now, I mean, you go from the casinos, you know, the casinos aren't great, and then you come off the block at all. It is, it's like third world country out here.
Yeah,
they definitely need help.
The UFC and with Chris Weidman are here to kind of help the economy right now. Chris, right now, y'all there to help the economy, dog.
I'm here to help the people. That's what I do.
A man of the people. Chris, this weekend you're fighting Bruno Silva. Now, we could talk about the matchup and all the fighting and all that, but there's other things I want to chat with you about. One, the experience of the last fight, right? Building into that fight, you told us after having that bad leg break, all you would do is kick. Now, I watched the E60, bro. That kick was much worse from the other angle than I ever thought anything that I've ever seen in my entire life. It made me want to throw up. But when you got in there, you weren't able to kick as much. Was it mentally, like just mentally, you're not able to let it fly as easily as you thought you would?
Yeah, I honestly didn't think it was going to be a problem. I was saying in interviews before the fight, I'm going to start with a leg kick and all that. I all of a sudden started getting leg kicked by Tavares. And usually if I get leg kicked, if I'm not able to check it right away, I'm at least coming back with something. I could not throw a leg kick back. I was like, my body just wouldn't let me, or my brain wouldn't let me. And I was like, oh shit. And I was kind of getting like a feel of being in there again. It was so long off. Let me just like take this round to like chill. And as that was happening, I was getting my legs kicked off. And before you know it, he fractured my front leg. And yeah, then the rest of the fight was, you know, me trying to fight him with, you know, really no legs, because my other leg was shot too.
Yeah.
So it was uphill battle.
Well, you know, it's all about building, right? So you go from that fight to the next fight, but it's about building, right? So you're reteaching your mind how to operate with all the things that happened in the past. Now you head into this one. Do you feel any different? Did you do anything different in preparation to assure yourself that, hey, when I do this, I am okay? Because, bro, that fight, you took so much leg damage. I could not believe it, but it was just, honestly, just your toughness and durability carried you through that fight. What have you done different to make sure that when you're in there this weekend, you can throw the kick or at least have something in the chamber if you aren't able to mentally do it so that you don't find yourself in the same situation?
Well, now I'm very cognizant that these dudes are going to be trying to come at my legs, you know, and I wasn't sure about that. I wasn't
Why would you not be sure? Chris, if you saw somebody that had an injury like you did and you were fighting them, you would go after the legs. You're living in a fairy tale world because you're with your children in that big, beautiful mansion that you own, and you're thinking everything's freaking strawberries and ice cream, when in reality, you're in a killer sport.
Listen, you're making some good points, but it's like, this is, I don't know if the audience is familiar with the Jordan Burroughs, Bo Nickel feud with you know, going after the leg and stuff. I don't know. I don't think I don't think I'm consciously going after somebody's injury, you know. I think I'm going to fight my fight. If it's something's there, I'm going to take it, but I'm not like, you know, overthinking that thing. Listen, hindsight's 20/20.
I don't even care about that. I don't care about that. I care about the mentality. I never thought you were so naive. You and I do really good on TV together, but I never would have, you're a locker room guy. I never would have imagined you were naive.
I am very self-aware. I don't think I'm naive. I just don't think people have it in them to be like, okay, I got to do this. I got to just attack this one thing. And it kind of shuts off the rest of your game, and it's not who you are. And I don't know. I guess people are better at that than I thought. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you're soft.
I don't want to say you're right, but yeah.
Yeah, you say it. It's hard to say that I'm right.
But you want to talk about soft, bro? This guy's been dehydrating himself for shows.
I want to look skinny. So I'm in the sauna every morning, just not drinking. Everybody's like, yo, drink water after your sauna. I'm like, hell no, I'm taking this pound. I'm taking these 3 pounds with me, dog.
I actually feel bad I complimented you on looking skinny, because now I'm adding to your sickness. You got like an eating disorder. Bro, you got to start drinking water, man. This ain't healthy for you. I'm worried about you.
You say shit like this where I'm constantly worried about you getting canceled. And then you worry if somebody, you don't think somebody's going to kick your bad leg when you have a bad leg. Chris,
well, now I know. Now I know. I learned the hard way.
And you're prepared. Yeah. But listen, I don't call this fight, so I'm picking. You're going to beat Bruno Silva this weekend. right? Because the other day you and I spoke off camera and you spoke about feeling better than you ever have, which leads me to this question. You publicly stated, I don't know that I'm going to continue fighting after this. Like, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. If you feel better than you ever have, why did it feel like I wanted to do this one in Atlantic City and I might not go forward with this anymore?
Yeah, so after the last fight with Brad Tavares, like the goal always was, you know, I got to come back after that traumatic leg injury. I want to come back and get through that and get to the other side. But after that last fight, I wasn't so sure. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm good. You know, I was training a little bit, but still having pain. And I think I'm good. I don't even know if I need one. And then I got called for the Atlantic City card. They're like, hey, we got a fight offer for you. Because they weren't really offering anything, and I wasn't asking for anything. And I was just living my life. And they offered the Atlantic City card. I go, man, you know what? That would be a pretty cool spot to hang up the gloves, you know, to put the gloves down. That's where I started my career. You know, MMA wasn't legal in New York, so all the fights were always in Atlantic City. And I was undefeated there, had some great times. And I think it would be cool. And then as the fight, I did tell myself, like, I go, you know, it kind of depends on how I feel. If I'm in that training camp and I'm miserable and my body feels like crap, you know, this is going to be my last one. But honestly, man, and not to be a sales guy, but I started taking, you know, I started a supplement company, but it was because I found these Indian herbs and shrubs, man. It's crazy.
Say the name of it. If you're going to do it, go all the way.
TrinityGoldNutrition.com is where you could get it. And it's all natural. It's organic. And it's literally changed my life. I feel so good. My knee, I've had 10 knee surgeries on this one leg before I had 4 of the lower leg surgeries. My leg, I haven't been able to load my leg and push off in like 12 years. I'm loading my leg with no pain right now. It's like a newfound superpower. And I recommend, you know, listen, if you have any pain or inflammation in your body at all, I recommend checking this out. If it doesn't help you, like, I don't want to take your money. Please tell me, and we'll money back guarantee.
Wow.
Like, I'm only trying to help people, you know, and I'm getting a small profit. It's not nothing crazy. I'm keeping the margins aren't great. I'm really into that right now. These all natural products and these just, you know, the stuff is unbelievable. So
I will say I've tried it before, yeah. And after I tried it, it was try it and then Kevin James and I pummeling on the golf course. Like, so it's like we felt so good, both of us broken down dudes, that we were pummeling on the golf course. Guys, our friends are back. The Game Time app is back, and y'all know how much we love the Game Time app at DCTV, because the Game Time app gives you an opportunity to get last-minute tickets to anything you want, whether it's basketball, football, mixed martial arts, comedy shows. The Game Time app has you. And how about this? Your boy DC is going to help you get $20 off your first purchase by using my promo code DCTV. You know the last time I used the Game Time app? The boy Luis wanted to go to a UFC fight. And you know how that dude don't be inviting his girlfriend. He needed an extra ticket. So the boy DC got him. I went to the Game Time app, punching that promo code DCTV, save $20 off, and then save Luis's relationship. So guys, go to the Game Time app right now, download it, use my promo code DCTV, and save $20 off of your first purchase. Game Time. Welcome back, my friends. And Luis, your boy loves you. I always got you, baby.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that,
CJ. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You say that you feel so good now, so you're not necessarily saying it's over, but there's a world now, Chris, where for a guy like you with your skill set, where there's a ton of money outside of even ever having to worry about getting kicked in the leg anymore. There's boxing.
Yeah, there's celebrity
boxing. There's YouTube boxing. Like, if I was younger and I was towards the tail end of my career, I don't know that I wouldn't go down that path.
Yeah, listen, I love the UFC. I think I have two fights left in my deal. We'll see. Listen, this a big win over Bruno Silva this weekend because of everything I've accomplished. It could allot me some big opportunities inside the UFC. I love the UFC. But obviously, like, there's boxing matches out there, you know, make a lot of money. And I wouldn't mind ending my career with that. I love boxing, actually. And, you know, like, who wouldn't want to see Anderson Silva versus Chris Weidman boxing match? You know what I mean? Can he get some revenge on me? You know what I mean? So there's some cool fights out there. And,
what about Jake Paul? You and Jake Paul. Maybe we send you over there as the eraser. You go and erase Jake Paul.
The last MMA pioneer to come and actually do what everyone's been trying to do and make things right, you know.
But you're his size. Do you think he would fight? But you're his size. I don't know that he would fight you.
I don't know. I don't know if he would either. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that would be a big money fight for me. Everyone's dying, you know, for that fight.
I'm the first person to ever pitch this idea, so I want a 5% finder's fee. I want a 5% idea fee because I said it. Nobody's ever said it before.
Yeah, no one's ever said it before. I've called that. I've actually mentioned this before, all right? Don't steal my ideas and try to get money off me, bro.
Chris, you know, man, outside of the fighting, you've done exceedingly well on this television podcasting. Like, what do you hope that looks for like you? Because I know on the weigh-in show, that's like the first show that you do with us on television, but you're absolute gold on it. Like, what is your hope for this type of career going forward after fighting? Because we all got to kind of look down the line, right? You have two sons that are both state champion wrestlers now. Your daughters are athletes. One weekend you went from wrestling to baseball to everything. So I know you're a phenomenal dad, but when you look down the line, and you look at a television career or a media career, what are you hoping that looks like for you?
So honestly, I mean, I look at you and your career. It's unbelievable what you've been able to do, but it took a lot of hard work for you to get where you are. People see where you're at now, and they're like, oh, my God, look what DC did. But we forget about the Fox days, every single week and the fight nights, this and that. You've done so much to get where you're at. I don't think I have that in me, honestly, to do that. I would have to be, you know, the bitch boy for a while. I would have to be doing all the small shows. I'd have to, like, work my way up, eventually maybe become a commentator and all that. Like, I don't know if I have it in me because it's every weekend I would probably have to be okay with leaving, which means I'd be missing all my kids' sports because everything is usually on the weekend. And I don't want to be in that position. So for me, as much as it's fun to do commentating, and I've never actually commentated fights, but even analyst work, the weigh-in show, all that type of TV work, I have fun doing it. I think I could be good at it, but I just don't want to take away from the family. I know there's money there, and if you work hard, you could do well for yourself. But if it was up to me, I would do some of the fun shows like the weigh-in show, not making crazy money, but stay engaged. Maybe there's some money, more money where I actually have some leverage to create the weekends that I want to create and I could make it work. But other than that, I would love to get the supplement company really, really rolling and just become a business owner where I could kind of create my own hours and work when I need to work and I could be there for the kids. Yeah. That would be best case scenario. But that being said, who knows? I may have to go into that route. Not that it's a terrible thing. It's just a lot of work.
It's not a terrible. I mean, Chris, I'm telling you, man, it was fight nights from the Fox lot. It was UFC tonight. It was me just doing desk show after desk show after desk show. Luckily for me, my children were so young at the time that they weren't necessarily as engaged into their sports.
You had great timing.
I had the right timing.
If you had to restart everything right now. Not to throw numbers out there, but making the money that you'd make to start off in that and do every single weekend,
I don't know that I would do it.
Daniel, wrestle. You wouldn't see your daughters doing gymnastics. You'd be missing out so much. Is it worth it to maybe get to where you're at?
And you still miss, right? Now you still miss. You just don't miss as much. Chris, I got to let you go. I know you got media this right now to go get to, bro. And for me, when you and I talk, it's more about a conversation. It's really hard, right? Because you still are an active fighter and a very good one. Add that, your toughness in the last fight, bro, was really a sight to behold. You're just a fucking savage, man. And you've always been a savage and you're a great friend. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Throw yourself out there, man, and just take it all in, bro. And hey, stop doing me like that. Send my stuff, man. You said to me I was getting more. You still haven't sent it. You gave me one taste. And then you gave me a taste, and then you started to fucking restrain it. You start taking it from me. Send my stuff, man.
When I get back, you're getting a bag of Trinity Gold, baby. I got you. Not more than one bag. I'm gonna hook you up, man. I think you can start with 5 bags.
All right, hook me up. Then I might actually drink water after I sauna, because then I'll actually work out opposed to just sitting in the sauna and then not doing anything.
Yeah. Don't hurt yourself, man. We hate to see you go down like that just to be skinny.
You're the man, Chris. Guys, Chris Weidman takes on Bruno Silva this weekend. Tap into everything Chris does. He is phenomenal in front of a camera. He's phenomenal as a friend and as a fighter. He fights again this weekend. Make sure you watch it. Chris, good luck, my brother. I will see you next time, probably on the weigh-in show at the next pay-per-view. Hopefully you're doing UFC 300 because we got to blow it up.
I'll be there for that. All right, brother. You are the man, bro. Take care, brother.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.